Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 27th, 2025. I have your host James here. We're joined by our great friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. I want to say a big shout out to them. Be sure to do yourself a favor, go to YouTube, subscribe to their page and keep up to date on all the great work that they're doing over there. And our guest today, Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel. Lance, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Well, first of all, James, yeah, thanks for having me. But second of all, thanks for doing what you do in the community to bring that local news forth. You know, I ran into you the other day out at the Bridge to Bridge run walk. You're out in the community with the station, and you guys do a tremendous job.
Lance, thank you. And I appreciate you reading exactly what I wrote for you to say about me. Thank you so much.
Well, we worked on it together.
You did a great job. No, I appreciate that.
No, it is true. I mean, so much of what we see is national news, state news, which has obviously relevance, but we don't hear the local stuff, and that's probably most important to the people who live in the community. And you and staff here do that, so thank you.
I appreciate that, Lance. When it comes to that area, this area, and that you've lived here your whole life, haven't you?
No, but but if I was that's only right. 43 years, I have. The problem is, it's a lot more years than that. But I've lived here 43 years.
If you were an actor, you'd always be 43. You know. But to that point of this area and what we do here and everything, you've known what WFHR does for a long time. It's why you continue to come back. You work with us so well. You share information with us. Lance is so cool that even if he can't be here, he sets up guests for us and everything, so we don't have a dead spot or something like that. It's really appreciated. And it's a team. It's a group, the three of us, Joe, everybody over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. It's our job. We love our job, and we love what we do, but it's an important thing to do in this day and age. I think when all of us started, regardless of when we did, we took this seriously. We understood that there's a responsibility that comes with this job. In 2025, it's never been more dire and more important for us to be able to cover these topics and be able to just talk to people free up. Say we had some breaking news this morning, we'd be able to talk about it right now, something along those lines. So that's an important note, I think, and to all of our credit, Lance.
I mean, the station's been a presence in the community forever. I mean, I hate to date myself, but I was working with Jack Gennaro, you know, way back when, you know, both through a business standpoint and then eventually government. But no, you guys have been a presence here and greatly appreciated for a long, long time.
We're here because of people like Jack and so many of those longtime people out there. And the best listeners in radio as well. That don't hurt. That helps having that in your corner. Lance, we got a couple of things we wanted to get into. I know that we wanted to talk about the downtown area, Sierra Park, some of those things shutting down for the season. I can't help myself starting kind of with the new and old jail, the new jail and how that's pretty much come together, and seeing some of the demolition going on with some of the other stuff. I am a construction kid. I grew up in that industry and I love architecture and things, so I'm drawn to that. It looks like everything's progressing pretty well from our end.
Yeah, you're saying you're construction. They wouldn't let me play with the equipment. I wanted to write that into
That ain't right.
I wanted that in the contract where I could run a bulldozer or something.
Come on, once.
They would not allow that.
Not a lot of perks with me at all. It would have been nice.
Yeah, I love playing with that stuff too. But, you know, if you're downtown, obviously the most visible thing was the construction of the jail, which was, 150,000 square feet and allows us to house those people who are guests of the county right here. And then right now we're in the demolition phase of the old jail, which will basically become green space there. And then you're going to see demolition across the street from the courthouse of some of the buildings that were there, as well as the abandonment of Market Street and parking that is more beneficial to the courthouse itself. And, the one thing I really want to stress is this was a hand in glove with the city, their cooperation, because it's not only, I know it's their goal, and certainly our goal, to enhance the opportunities down there economically, for business development, so it looks better, and all of the above. And I can just say that the city staff, working with our county people, worked remarkably well to bring this to fruition. And you're going to see those buildings coming down here in the very near future. And then you'll see parking that's more conducive to getting people into the courthouse. And I've seen some, young mothers, I don't want to say struggle, but it's more difficult with young children coming from those parking lots that are a little more remote, or some of those people that have some physical challenges. So it's going to be a win-win all the way around. And then as the city continues to develop their plan as they go forward, really beneficial to the downtown area.
And let's slide into that. We'll segue right into the downtown area and some of the work being done there and some of the imagination being brought to it too. Because I know for me and my family, when we first moved here, that was one of the things that stood out about this area was that downtown area having City Hall right there and the jail right there and some of those things, the connection of that. It looks like there's more in the works over there.
Well, I always laugh at having a river down there. Mm-hmm. A longtime resident here one time said to me, I can't believe the inconvenience. I got to drive from one bridge all the way over to the other bridge to get around the river. And yet when I have guests in town or when we have visitors, they always talk about the beauty of having a large river, the Wisconsin River, run right through the middle of town. And the development, obviously, a jail isn't built for, hospitality or other reasons like that. But the enhancements that are occurring around that, reconfiguration of streets, repaving those parking areas, creating more green space with the opportunity to host large events downtown is going to be beneficial for everybody. And it enhances the quality of life. And, when people are looking for areas to relocate to, quality of life's top of the list right now.
Yeah. When it comes to what you're talking about there and revitalizing that area in some ways and some of that, we know how well that can work when you, work with people, when you also have an opportunity to do that. I think what happened, with Sand Valley and so much of that area and the way that blew up, you can look at the Plover area and see where that was 20 years ago and look at where it is now. We know that this can happen. We know that we can see these things with our communities. It's also very interesting to me, too, because I don't look at our community as a desperate community. I don't look at our community, and specifically talking about Wisconsin Rapids, as an area that is in dire need of this, or we're going to have to put a for sale sign on the welcome to Wisconsin Rapids or something like that. Like, we're not in that position. But that's all the more reason of, well, you want to stay there. You want to do better. So we're seeing a lot of the imagination again and some of the ideas going into the downtown area along with other areas.
Yeah, planning's so important, but really interesting. This last, about a week ago, we had a bond rating call with Moody's. Those are always anxiety-filled events. But one of the things that they touched on is that we have a very stable community. And that being, somewhat exempt from some of the natural disasters. Obviously, we have the occasional bad storm, or you could have a tornado, but, no earthquakes, no hurricanes. None of those. Generally not a major flooding event, although the river can go up a little bit. So they considered a very stable community, despite the downsizing of the paper industry. Mm-hmm. They said you've diversified, and you've come through this, and it looks really great. The other part of that is planning. And oftentimes government entities get criticized for doing planning. Mm-hmm. They go, you spent X number of dollars on a plan. But you have to have a plan before you can do anything. I'll segue for you real quick. Powers Bluff, we did a plan there 20, 25 years ago as to what we envisioned that being. Mm-hmm. And then eventually through, different funding mechanisms, some of that grant money, others that came about through ARPA and some of those, mm-hmm. We're doing a multi-million dollar expansion up there that's going to really benefit that area. If we wouldn't have had the plan, we couldn't have done that. The city with their downtown plan, mm-hmm. And the vision and some of the, the renderings and the drawings, mm-hmm. you see what it could be, spectacular opportunities. So the planning part's just as important is that doing it part.
Right. Well, and when you're in a, while there are major cities that are trying to bring in an Amazon or some of these kind of things, when you're a more rural community, you have to work with around, other things. I think that you see a lot of little things going on here and there and stuff. We've talked about the lights on the bridge and some other things that are also, maybe they aren't money makers per se, but they are eye catchers. They are things that make people want to come to your area. We've talked a lot about being dog friendly and how important that is in today's, if you want your community to grow, the stats speak for themselves. You got to be a little dog friendly. So we get a dog park. We get, doing these things that you see in our community being done. Maybe you're not seeing some gigantic, Nike ain't coming here to build a facility or something, but we are doing a lot of these other things that are adding up.
Yeah, that enhance quality of life. Mm-hmm. And, I was one of those people, you mentioned earlier, have I lived here my whole life? And the answer is no. I grew up in the Chicago area, not right downtown, but I was one of those people who the quicker I could get out of those larger areas, the traffic, the congestion, somewhat public safety and some of those other issues that occur, the better. And there are people that seek communities of this size. And, through some of the build out and the capabilities that we have, with the systems that have been built in here, I mean, we have some, you know, up and download speeds and internet that rival some of the biggest cities in the country. It allows for remote work. And there are many people who would much prefer to live in a community where you know your neighbor, you know, you feel safe going downtown. So it's choices. I would say, you know, 10 million people in New York can't all be wrong. I mean, some of them must like living there. I like to visit, but I'm not staying. And I'm sure there's a lot of people with that attitude.
We're, I think it's going to be interesting, not just in current right now, but in the next couple of years, next 5 years and that, seeing how these things develop in town here. And not even just us, but in other areas. Rome has been blowing up. There's other areas around us, too, that are doing well and thriving. A rising tide raises all boats.
Yeah, and we're a community. Now, you know, we talk about Wisconsin Rapids or Grand Rapids or the town of Rome, or, you know, it's all part of a community. And each one of those enhances the other. And frankly, people typically don't believe this, but if they're successful in Milwaukee, we're more successful here. Because like you said, the rising tide raises all boats. It just... Yeah. It's the way it works.
You mentioned our old stomping grounds, I'll say, in Chicago and everything, but I've heard this my whole life about how one end of the state needs the other. You know, the Southern Illinois, Northern Illinois, completely different, but they need each other. One doesn't make it without the other. We see a lot of that on a local level here with some of those things. And again, looking forward to seeing how that develops. Speaking with Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimble right now, and Lance, Sierra Park, as we're getting ready towards the end of summer here, things wrapping up over there.
Things are starting to wind down. You know, that was a really good acquisition for the county last year. You know, they came to us and said, you know, we have the consolidated employees recreation area, Sierra Park, that no longer really can be handled because there are no employees there. It was funded through that. Would the county be interested in running this, you know, because, you know, we serve the public? And it was a great opportunity. We jumped at that opportunity. We have roughly, I want to say 60, might be 65 campsites out there. We've been at about 50% capacity most of the time, but it's growing every week as people realize that it's there, it's been improved. There's plans to continue that improvement, to enhance that. At some point, you'll probably see more boat docks, you know, better facilities in that respect, because although we do have Southwood County Park at Lake Wazicha, and there are some water features at Dexter, you know, with the lake. But, I mean, to have a really large body of water that you can really boat on, this is an outstanding opportunity. A little bit different distance driving there because it's on that side of the river for people coming from that direction. But if you haven't had a chance to get out there and check that out, go look at it, because the Parks Department has done a magnificent job of bringing that back up to date.
Kind of answered my follow-up. I appreciate that. When you do that, you're good at it. But I'm curious, it's hard to ask a question like this with not even a year into an investment or anything, but it does seem like it's been a very strong investment.
It has, and we really didn't have the go-ahead to do anything there. Really, I'll get my dates wrong. It was probably like April. Mm-hmm. You know, and we were looking to get this operational by Memorial Day. Yeah. And we did that. I mean, it was really done quickly. It was done well. But we did not get to all the projects we wanted to get to yet. And those continue. They'll continue throughout the winter. And I think you'll see additional improvements, enhancements as we move forward that way. So like all of our other parks, you know, you can book campsites online. You know, go to the Wood County Parks website, and that's how you do it.
Yeah, get on over there and start booking those camping sites. I get told by my listeners all the time, you didn't remind me about camping and stuff. I would remind you right now.
They go quick on some of those, you know, more popular weekends, mm-hmm. Holiday weekends for sure. And, you know, the interesting part is the mix in our parks is it's close to 50-50 from kind of local and then out of the area campers. You know, a number of them are Wood County, Portage, or the area, and then a number of them trailer in from a long ways away.
Mm-hmm. Lance, know that you've got a number of meetings coming up, or I shouldn't say you, but the county does. Just look at the website, woodcountywi.gov, taking a look. We've got the Central Wisconsin Library System Board of Trustees is meeting tomorrow. Marshfield Fairgrounds Commission, Health and Human Services Commissions, that's just tomorrow. There are plenty of other ones coming up. Anything that we want to note to the audience that, hey, you might want to take an interest in this? And certainly that applies to everything that you guys do over there. And again, going back to where I started, go to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. We'll go ahead and check out those videos. You can keep up to date on all the things going on in our community. But when it comes to anything that you think is really noteworthy.
What's noteworthy is if you have a concern or you have an interest, it happens at the committee level. You know, people often say when you get to the county board level, most of those votes are 18-1, 19-0. Well, they are because it's all been hashed out typically for months at those committees. And those people that might have a different view, there was probably some compromise on how that ends up in resolution form there. So it all happens at those meetings. And almost without exception, those committee chairs not only allow public comment, but most of them allow comment on any agenda item as it comes before them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously we've got a great library system in the area that's moving forward. The Health and Human Services part, 40% of our whole budget runs through Health and Human Services. And then, you know, as a county, we're in budget time. As I said when we came in, I hate that time of year. You go, let's talk about budgets. Let's let's not. We're looking in pretty good shape, though. And like I said, Moody's came back and said, our county is in exceptional financial condition. You know, we maintain those ratings, and they continue to look at the stability of the area. In fact, I wanted to turn the camera around and show them. It was lunch by the river that day, and they had all the tents set up in the farmers. I wanted to turn the camera around and show them the river because it was sparkly and beautiful from the third floor of that river block building.
As we're wrapping up our time here, Lance, we're also kind of wrapping up the summer season. As I mentioned before, we're getting ready not only for a new season, but the school year to kick off. We always like to take a reminder to tell everybody, slow down a little bit, keep an eye out for our little ones. Let's have a very safe start to our school year for our little people out there. For you and the board, are there things that you guys are looking at and doing and as you get ready for a new season or even the school year?
You know, it really doesn't necessarily revolve around that schedule, but to your point on safety, I mean, school safety, there's a tragedy this morning, an event in, you know, in the Minneapolis area, tragic beyond belief. But there are some things we can prevent. Some of those are those accidents around just slow down, school buses, county work sites, or any of those road construction areas. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't believe how often somebody goes barreling through those at 65 miles an hour with no concern for the safety of the workers or those who are out there. And then my other, I guess, charge of the community is be, you are our eyes and ears on the ground. If you see something suspicious, if you see something that seems out of the ordinary, contact somebody. You know, that ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure kind of stuff really makes a difference.
I appreciate that, Lance. As we're wrapping up here, anything else you wanted to touch on? We cover everything.
I think we got it. You know, we're good till next month.
I think so. I think so. Appreciate you, Lance. Thanks so much for the transparency, the time. Always great talking with you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, James.
Oh, before I let you go.
I'll stay.
How can they get a hold of you, Lance? I almost forgot. How can they get a hold of you?
All my information, the easiest way is on the Wood County website. I mean, my phone number is my email address. Text me, call me, email me. I used to joke and say, you know, yell, send smoke signals. I don't care. You'll get a hold of me somehow.
Appreciate that, and appreciate all of our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media doing some amazing work over there. Again, go to YouTube, subscribe to that page, keep up to date on all the great work being done over there. And we'll be back with another edition of the Rapids Report here at WFHR.